You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Brian Bruno, the founder and medical director at Mid-City TMS, a New York City-based medical center that uses transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, to cure depression. Dr. Bruno, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to your information that you will share here today. So for starters, tell us, what exactly is TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation?
TMS is transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's one of the most effective procedures available for the treatment of depression. It uses focused magnetic pulses to activate specific areas of your brain where low activity is correlated with depression. It's very effective, it's safe, it doesn't involve any seizures or convulsions, and it's a brain stimulation procedure that's been in use since the mid-1980s. It's been approved by the FDA since 2008 for the treatment of depression.
Now, if you would, Dr. Bruno, get into how does TMS actually work?
Well, it involves placing a coil, a magnetic coil, near your head in an outpatient doctor's office, a psychiatrist's office. The coil is a magnetic field generator, and it uses magnetic pulses similar to those that an MRI machine uses. These pulses are highly focused, and they create small electric currents in specific areas of your brain. You don't feel the electric currents as the treatment goes on, but they are activating neurons, brain cells, to enhance functioning in your brain and allow the different parts of the brain to function that are involved in depression primarily.
In taking this further, and I'm sure listeners would want to ask, what are TMS's benefits over other treatments like antidepressants that are so popular, and are there any side effects to the treatment?
The benefits over antidepressants are primarily the lack of any significant side effects. Antidepressants cause many different potential side effects in many people, including weight gain, sedation, sexual side effects. If they can cause irritability, they can cause sleep changes. So antidepressants can be very effective, but unfortunately they also don't work in about 30 to 40% of people who take them. Antidepressants are not adequately beneficial for, about a third of people who take them. So TMS is not only very effective for this patient population, but it's virtually free of any side effects. The only side effects that people notice are mild headaches during the first few treatments or so, typically. There's a little bit of scalp discomfort at the site of the magnetic coil, which typically gets better during the first week of treatment. And other than that, it doesn't cause side effects because it's a very focal treatment that doesn't go to other parts of your body and cause systemic side effects like medication can.
Certainly do appreciate the information and your input per your expertise today. We are joined by Dr. Brian Bruno, the founder and medical director at Mid-City TMS, a New York City-based medical center that uses transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, to cure depression, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, what does TMS, the procedure, feel like?
Well, you're basically sitting in a chair similar to a dentist's chair during the procedure. The procedure typically lasts about 20 to 30 minutes a day, and it basically feels like there's a tapping sensation underneath the coil that you can feel on your scalp. And it's about 4 seconds of pulses, followed by about a 10-second break, and then another 4 seconds of tapping sensations. And it goes on like that for about 20 to 30 minutes. So most people during the procedure are sitting in the chair comfortably. They're able to watch TV or read. There's no kind of recuperation period afterward. People can go on to other appointments or back to work or resume their usual activities immediately after the TMS session because there's no negative impact on cognition or alertness. So you can go back and drive, you can go back and travel immediately after the procedure.
And certainly good news on that front. And how often does one receive TMS, and is there a treatment schedule or is it a one-off thing?
It's typically done 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, at most centers, including here at Mid-City TMS. And it's we typically do 30 to 35 treatments for the full course. So that's, you know, about 7 to 8 weeks of treatment. We typically taper the last 5 or 6 treatments to 2 or 3 days a week. So the full course is about, like I said, about 7 to 8 weeks, mostly Monday through Friday. And if people need to take a few days off here or there to travel, it's not that big of a deal, especially after the first couple of weeks of treatment. You know, it doesn't have to be done 5 days a week, but we try to do them as close together as possible, especially at the beginning. But what's most important is that people get the full number of treatments, the 30 to 36 treatments, because not only does that enhance the acute benefits, but it also helps people do better long-term after the treatment course.
Well, Dr. Bruno, certainly appreciate all the details and information here today on behalf of Mid-City TMS. And as we know, and as you've mentioned, TMS is to fight against depression. As we conclude today, how does someone actually know if they are depressed?
Well, depression is, of course, a clinical condition involving at least 2 weeks of a number of symptoms, including pervasive sadness, lack of interest in usual activities, low energy, poor concentration, appetite changes, sleep changes, including especially insomnia. There are often symptoms such as hopelessness and tearfulness. There can be suicidal ideation in the midst of depression. So it's a very serious condition that can be very debilitating. It's not, you know, just a low mood here or there. You know, everyone has ups and downs in their moods. And, you know, some days are better than others, but it's depression is a prolonged, serious condition that affects one's ability to function, one's ability to enjoy things, one's ability to plan for the future or even look forward to the future, and also make decisions, day-to-day decisions, can be very difficult when you have depression.
Again, Dr. Bruno, we thank you for those final concluding remarks and information there, and that is so helpful. And of course, we do thank you once again for what you do in the space. If listeners wanted to get more information on Mid-City TMS or to be in contact in some way, where's the best place online to get further details?
The best place is our website. We have a very comprehensive website called midcitytms.com. And it's got a lot of information on there, including more information about the actual procedure. There are a lot of good blog posts about depression and different treatments for depression in addition to TMS. So it's a wonderful resource. You could also call the office over the phone, and we have people here at the office that are glad to talk with you directly about any questions or concerns or to make an appointment for an evaluation.
Sounds good enough. Again, Dr. Bruno, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. Take care.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Brian Bruno, the founder and medical director at Mid-City TMS, a New York City-based medical center that uses transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, to cure depression. And for all the details, visit MidCityTMS.com. EPNTheEPodcast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at EPodcastNetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.